Hello everyone, and welcome to Kane & Rince Sound of Play 6. Sound of Play, we bring you an eclectic fortnightly compilation mix of some of our favourite pieces from the many neighbour aggravating video game soundtracks we've enjoyed over the years. My name's Leon Cox, and joining me in this all request special, it's Jay Taylor.
Hello.
We've got a cracking show lined up for you today, I would say. These are nine tracks from the community request thread. You can sign up to the forum, kaneandrince.com/forum, find the Sound of Play folder and request tunes. Now, because we've had quite a lot of our own tunes, particularly me, because I've been on every Sound of Play so far, Jay here came up with a rather clever idea. Once every so often, when we've got a bit of a backlog of community requests, we'll do an all community request show. Good idea, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, it means we get a particularly eclectic mix. Obviously, we'll still endeavour from the ones we've got lined up to choose a good selection from different composers, publishers, eras, formats, as we always try to do. And yes, in this particular Sound of Play, we've got, I'd say a very interesting and widespread of different kinds of video game music. So let's kick off, Jay, with Solm.
He says, one of my favourite games of all time is Super Mario Galaxy. One of my fave tracks from the game is the opening title, Super Mario Galaxy. What can I say about this game? It's pure fun. Love the game design, the colourful and magical worlds. Every time I play this, it puts a smile on my face. It's pure Nintendo genius.
Thank you. Lovely stuff indeed. I'm hugely fond of that soundtrack. I have the relatively recently, I spent however many star points it was in the Nintendo catalog to get the two-disc Super Mario Galaxy original soundtrack orchestra. It's a wonderful thing. And in fact, the audio file that you've just listened to will have come from that very CD. A beautiful thing indeed. No doubt we'll feature further selections from Galaxy in the future. I know that Gusty Garden Galaxy is one that particularly everybody always wants to hear. Second up in this All Request special, we have Craigie H. And he says, probably my favorite game of all time. What's the game he's talking about? It's Fallout 3. He says, if Bethesda's environmental world building wasn't enough to drop me into a hostile yet alluring environment, Enon Zur's astounding soundtrack was reason enough to anchor me there for a good 100 hours. Sparse, evocative, haunting, a perfect audio representation of the capital wasteland, one of the most intensive holidays I've ever taken. So that was Paradise Lost from Fallout 3, of course. We covered Fallout 3 back in 2012 in issue 35, the Kane and Rince podcast. It's still out there. You can get it on the blog, iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Next up, we have the difficult to pronounce named Telepri.
From Edmund Macmillan's Basement Collection. This song got me through a couple of thousand clicks in AVGM. It's great to listen to on repeat while working on homework or just when looking for something fun.
There with Blooba Doop Scuba. Tricky one to say after a heavy night, I imagine. That's from the Basement Collection, which you can, of course, get on Steam. A collection of Ed McMillan's gaming curios. Next, we have a track from a classic 16-bit era shoot 'em up from the Aleste series. This was Super Aleste on the SNES by Toho, who I believe are kind of a Japanese giant corporation. They're also responsible for the Godzilla movies and stuff like that, aren't they?
Indeed, yeah.
And probably a lot of anime and stuff as well, I guess. The composers on this game, there are four of them named, three of them named, and I don't know who worked on this track, whether it was a collaboration. It's the usual problem. But the credits are for Keiji Takeuchi Akiyoshi Nagao, nicknamed Einsuke, and Katsumi Tanaka. Apologies for pronunciations, Japanese listeners. And this is requested by Quench Design, who says, quite rightly, there's a load of cracking tunes on Super Aleste. This one, Labyrinth, is probably my favorite. I'm not really into my shooters, but the music really made it. This one certainly takes me back to 1992. From Super Aleste, some really classic 90s era 16-bit shoot 'em up music there, very much in my wheelhouse, as the cool kids say. Next up, Jay.
Right, hands in the jam. Afterlife was a management sim released in 1996 by LucasArts, in which the player was placed in the role of a demiurge, essentially a spiritual architect. tasked with building and maintaining an efficient heaven and hell for an Earth-like planet. The game featured a wonderful atmospheric soundtrack composed by Peter McConnell, who went on to work on Grim Fandango, Psychonauts and Broken Age, along with sound editing on virtually every Star Wars game ever released. From choral chanting and pipe organs to violin-led disco and twangy surf rock, the soundtrack veers wildly in all directions, but makes for a perfect accompaniment to one of the most unusual and creative takes on the management sim genre I've ever played.
Yeah, so we don't know the names of the tracks here. They probably never had names. I imagine the audio was just taken from the audio files from the original PC game back in 96. Yeah, really interesting one. That's something I've never heard before, but very cool. Next up, we have Ash, and his request comes from Shining Force 3 on the Saturn. He says, Motoi Sakuraba is perhaps best known for his understated Dark Souls soundtracks these days. But before these, his numerous Japanese RPG soundtracks were actually more associated with words like bombastic, sprawling, and even indulgent. He's an acquired taste among RPG fans, but I love his work. This particular track appears at the end of Shining Force 3 on the Sega Saturn and is pure Sakuraba. Ambitious, exciting, and with enough changes to make most prog rock guitarists blush. I could listen to it forever. Force of Light is the name of the track. Prog indeed, none more prog, by Motoi Sakuraba. And yes, that was Camelot Software Planning's Shining Force 3 for the Saturn. Came out 97 in Japan, 98 the rest of the world. And of course, that's a Sega product.
Right, Man of Many Bad Aliases. If there's one piece of music that's resonated with me and, in a way, haunts me to this day, it would be the title screen song, The Origin, from Zone of Enders. The first time I played the game was the demo version that came with my copy of original PlayStation 2 magazine. I was rendered silent. It was the dead of night and all I heard was this bare-bone, backwards loop, cold, distant and strangely human. I didn't get to hear the song again until the HD collection for the Zone of Enders game came out. But when I did, it was still had the same effect on me as it did all those years ago.
Once again, we have the issue of five composers this time, and I'm afraid I don't know. We don't know. I've tried looking who wrote The Origin, that particular track. The credits in order are Maki Kurioka, Akihiro Honda, Norihiko Hibino, Toshiyuki Kakuta, and Shuichi Kobori. I think it may have been one of the first two on that list, but beyond that, I'm afraid I don't know. If anyone's a big fan of the Zone of the Enders games, please let us know. And also, yes, the Zone of the Enders games are still on the very, 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 very long list for a potential future Kane and Rince podcast. Obviously, many of us have the HD collection, or indeed the original releases, and something we'd probably like to cover one day. But there are so many games to do. Another game on that very, very, very long list, and when I say long, I mean it is literally heading for 1,000 titles, is FTL, Faster Than Light. David Hartley says, FTL itself is a perfect pick-up-and-play top-down strategy thrill ride with a deceptively cute aesthetic that lulls you into believing that one day you might actually beat the thing. Not happened yet. The music, composed by Ben Prunty, is a brilliant accompaniment and stuff full of nostalgia for the Game Boy days, bleeping and blooping its way into your head to paint a glorious picture of star commands and laser guns, warp drives and holodecks. I've picked out Civil, brackets battle, which clicks into action if you happen upon an enemy in a civilian-controlled realm. The track demands sudden seriousness, battle stations, all hands on deck, then softens at the end with the triumphant main theme. That was Civil brackets Battle, parentheses Battle. I don't know why. By Ben Prunty from Faster Than Light. You can get that game. Well loved among our community and those that we satellite for PC, Mac or iPad. And yeah, it came out in 2012 now, getting on for 3 years ago. Right, to close then, we're already through our nine tracks. And here's Jay with Pope Ramone.
Somebody cut, build that wall, mother I'm here, setting sail, coming home, into one epic YouTube video. And it works as one movement. Every time I hear it, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I won't take up 7 minutes, so here is Setting Sail, Coming Home, the end credit theme.
Before we hear from Darren Korb and Ashley Barrett with that amazing song from the end of Bastion, we should tell you that we covered Bastion, the game, back in issue 10 of Kane & Rince in December 2011. My goodness. That was Leon James, Josh and Sean. And we had Dan Bendon on from Ready Up, who liked Bastion so much he had a tattoo done. So well worth checking out. One of our earlier podcasts. Might be not as slick as we are now. Not that we're that slick. Anyway, as you've heard from this All Request Community Special Sound of Play, it's not just about what we like. So please do venture over to the forum at kanerince.com/forum. You can request your favorites, and we will continue to include at least a selection of those in a playlist for each and every Sound of Play. For this Sound of Play, it just remains for me, Leon Cox, to thank Jay and all our contributors to this excellent selection for Sound of Play 6. We'll see you next time on Sound of Play 7. Until then, setting sail, coming home.